When I was researching my 2006 book, 101 Ways to Help Birds, I delved deeply into how to provide backyard bird feeders and bird baths responsibly. In addition to devoting several of the 101 chapters to improving backyard habitat and protecting birds from such hazards as windows, pesticides, cats, and dogs, I specifically focused on feeders and bird baths in 13 of the 101 chapters. Birds often collect in large numbers at feeders, which in natural situations is usually fine. Finches and blackbirds in particular spend much of their annual cycle in tight flocks. But if one bird does get sick, its germs quickly spread to others. Unless bird feeding stations are kept meticulously clean, molds and bacteria can proliferate, meaning we ourselves may be the ones who caused the disease. In my neck of the woods, spring is especially dangerous. Unless people rake beneath feeders, rotting, moldy old seeds, shells, and bird droppings on the ground can spread salmonella, botulism, and other diseases. Even in years when we're not worried about an actual epidemic, such as West Nile virus or bird flu, we have the same responsibilities to the birds we invite to our backyards that restaurant owners owe their human guests, to provide clean, safe food in a clean, safe environment. With melting snows, spring rains, and warming temperatures, this is the time of year when we must be most diligent about feeder maintenance. And with our current epidemic, we have to take more than just cleanliness into consideration. Many of the informational websites about bird flu recommend closing down all bird feeders for the duration, but so far, I haven't found a single authority who actually tracks wild bird data who goes to that extreme. Experts in human diseases don't have a sense of the many different elements of bird feeding, and of course it's better for them to err on the side of caution in giving advice. Even some bird organizations, such as the International Crane Foundation, concur, quote, "There is currently little data to know how exactly highly pathogenic avian influenza is affecting passerines. Due to these unknowns, it never hurts to be overly cautious and remove your feeders," end quote. But authorities on bird feeding don't see the issue in such black and white terms. The Cornell Lab of Ornithology discussion is much more nuanced. Quote, "There has been widespread transmission of avian flu to wild bird species, including waterfowl and raptors. However, there have been relatively few documented cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza in songbirds and other typical feeder visitors to date, although this may change with increased testing or changes to the virus. That means there is currently a low risk of an outbreak among wild songbirds and no official recommendation to take down feeders unless you also keep domestic poultry, according to the National Wildlife Disease Program. We do always recommend that you clean bird feeders and bird baths regularly as a way to keep many kinds of diseases at bay," end quote. My own recommendation remains the same as what I've been saying since bird flu became an issue. Keep feeders clean, close down your feeding station if there is any evidence of a bird flu outbreak in neighborhood birds, and take a few other factors into account as well. First, domestic fowl, whether on large poultry farms or raised in backyards, are easily infected. If you or your neighbors are raising chickens, if large flocks of turkeys are regular visitors in your neighborhood, or if pigeons, crows, starlings, or blackbirds visiting your yard are likely to spend time near poultry, it would be wise to close any feeders that attract them. Second, bird flu runs rampant in wild waterfowl and the birds that associate with them in wetlands, including grackles, red-winged blackbirds, and crows. If you're near a wetland and any of those are regulars in your yard, or if neighbors are misguidedly feeding ducks or geese, it really would be safer to close down just about all your feeders while bird flu is an issue. Unless things change, I would not worry about the small window feeders that attract chickadees and other small songbirds as long as you keep them clean. Next time, I'll talk about what to do if you find a dead bird in your yard. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.